gonna be fireworks.
Fireworks!
On the
4th of July.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue fireworks. Like
gaze
in the sky.
Gaze
in the sky.
You're gonna shoot the entire works on fireworks. That
makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Get some more air.
How are we doing, everyone? My name is DJ River. Welcome to Doopy Time. Bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are y'all doing today? I personally am doing quite well. I was working on some photos and an upcoming show review. It's not done yet, but hopefully I will have it out by tomorrow. Or at least it'll be done by tomorrow. It's been a while since I've been in here. I chose to take last week off because it was the 4th of July, and I personally had just gotten back from a little shindig at like 8 p.m. and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do Doopy Time tonight. So I called in sick. But I'm here today, back and better than ever, actually, because I have a 2-hour set for you guys. Exciting stuff. The first hour of this set is going to be themed. And it's actually going to be the 4th of July set that I did not play last week. If you're new around here, I should start by saying doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and doopy time, therefore by definition, is all the time. So for this particular hour, doopy is a noun which can be defined as the national holiday in the U.S. It celebrates its independence from Great Britain in 1776. So all of these songs for the next hour are having to do with the 4th of July or Independence Day or any other way that 4th of July might be called. And literally all these songs are called that. So all these songs are called 4th of July or Independence Day or some variation of that. And yeah, there's a lot, actually. There's enough to fill an entire set of, you know, these songs. There's enough to fill, like, an entire set. And I didn't have to worry about any filler. And then the second hour is just gonna be all, like, just stuff I've been listening to recently. Some freebies, some Lucy's, some freebies, some diamonds in the rough, if you will. It's gonna be a great Doopy Time power hour here in Studio A. I'm looking forward to the shenanigans that will ensue, if any. If you would like to join me, please don't hesitate to type away in the DJ chat, or if you're in the Medford Somerville area, pull up, I'll let you in. Why not? Because, you know, I'm gonna be here all alone for 2 hours. I'm so cold and lonely. Anyway, I don't think we should delay any further, I think we should get right into the music. And we are starting out with this new song from Pale Hound. This single actually just got released a couple weeks ago. So Anna, if you're listening, feel free to log this on the New Music Weekly charts, which I know that you're doing, obviously. Yeah. This song is called Independence Day by Pale Hound. Let's take a listen, shall we?
But don't cry.
Just got done listening to 4th of July by Pax. And then before that, you were listening to 4th of July by Hand Habits. And then before that, you're listening to Independence Day by Pale Hound. I just realized I'm going to be doing a lot of that, just repeating the same words over and over. And actually, right now, you're listening to 4th of July by U2. So three 4th of Julys in a row. And in case you're just now tuning in, the theme is 4th of July themed. Isn't that great? There are so many songs to choose from, actually. I actually had to, like, narrow it down, even. Yeah, what can I say about these tracks? The reason I made this set was because of this song, 4th of July by Pax, who's a band I've recently been listening to a lot. I don't know where exactly they're from, but up and coming. Definitely check her out if you like that her stuff. I really recommend the song Hangman. Also, Divine Giggling and Cheese. And then Hand Habits, 4th of July. I'm always a big fan of Hand Habits, you know. I saw them open for Perfume Genius. I think they played this song, actually. They played the 4th of July song, I mean. And it was pretty good. They're amazing live. They're like a studio musician for a couple other indie artists. Anyway, just thought I would share very quickly before I hopped off, because I only have a couple seconds left. But as I was setting up and the Doopy Time intro was playing, by the way, if you missed it, go back and listen to it. It's really funny. It's a combination of Schoolhouse Rock and Jennifer Coolidge. If you're into that, check it out. But as the Doopy Time theme was playing, he was like whistling it a little as he was leaving. I don't think he knew it or anything, but I thought it was just kind of funny to see how it got stuck in his head like that. Anyway, this next song that I'm about to play is called On the 4th of July, funnily enough, and it's by James Taylor. So let's take a listen.
Shall I tell it again how we started as friends? Would run into one another now and again at the Yippie Kyo or the Mesa Dupree or a dozen different everyday places to be. I was loping along, living alone. We were ever so brave on the telephone. Would you care to come down fireworks time? We could each just reach, we could step out of line. And the smell of smoke and the lay of the land and the beating of finding one's heart in one's hand. And the tiny tin voice of the radio band singing love must stand, love forever and ever must stand. Unbelievable you, impossible me, a fool who fell out of the family tree, a fellow who found the philosopher's stone deep in the ground like a dinosaur bone, who fell into you at a quarter to two with a tear in your eye for the 4th of July, for the patriots and the minute. And things you believe, they believed in them, such as freedom, freedom's land, and the kingdom of God, and the rights of man, with the tiny tin voice of the radio band singing love must stand, love forever.
Yeah. Picture a butterfly, gonna spend the day higher than high. It will mean beautiful confusion. Ooh, once I was you.
You just got done listening to Independence Day by Elliott Smith off of his 1998 album XO. And then before that was Mariah Carey's 4th of July from her 1997 album Butterfly. And then, of course, On the 4th of July by James Taylor. Going strong with our 4th of July theme here at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, this is once again Doopy Time. Let me say it again so you can hear it. Doopy Time. All right. I have to do... Oh, my court mandated PSA now. Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill out and watch TV kind of friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Cool. You might be wondering why I'm doing a 4th of July set a week late. I know some of you definitely are. And the answer to that question is I love America. That's right. I cannot get enough of that old red, white, and blue. Those stars and stripes forever. Am I right? Whew! I mean, when we were out there on the battlefields of Lexington and Concord, I was there. I was out there. I was fighting for rights, and people were killed, and I think we shouldn't forget that. And that's why I've decided to do the 4th of July set today. Up next, an interesting pick. Did you guys know that Smash Mouth wrote a 4th of July song? This is that song. Talk to you guys in a bit. See ya.
Ever get that feeling coming over you? Like a never-ending real-time deja vu. Suddenly transported on a wave of space and time. Listen to only shallow by my bloody Valentine. But what if every day were just like springtime in December? Everywhere you go, don't forget to bring the weather. There's 4th of July under the summertime sun. We're gonna make it last forever. This 4th of July under the summertime sun. We're gonna make it all together right here, right now. Ever seen a sunset overtake the moon? We're coming down the mountain on some Sunday afternoon. We will always be here, on that you can depend. Like a distant bonfire, the song that never ends. But what if every year you just had one thing to remember? Everywhere you go, don't forget to bring a sweater. There's 4th of July.
Future and prediction now. Where am I? My my fading supply. Did you get enough love, my little dove? Why do you cry? And I'm sorry I left, but it was for the best, though it never felt right, my little Versailles. My star in the sky. Such a funny thought to wrap you up in cloth. Do you find it all right, my dragonfly? Shall we look at the moon, my little loon? Why do you cry? Make the most of your life while it is right. Well, you do enough talk, my little hawk. Why do you cry? Tell me, what did you learn from the Tillamook burn or the 4th of July? We're all gonna die.
Casino dance with the shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. For sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels. Ah, Sandy, their skins are so white.
just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promised to unsnapper jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning, bitch. Didn't think I'd ever get off. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bobbing down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Loverboy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You oughta quit this scene too.
You just got done listening to 4th of July, Asbury Park, (Sandy), (), by Bruce Springsteen. Then before that was 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens, and then before that was 4th of July by Smash Mouth. Good times. Good times had all around. I'm sorry for putting a Smash Mouth song on this set list and then immediately following up with a Sufjan Stevens song. Sorry. This is Doopy time. We clown in this studio. Sorry to say it. Yeah, but definitely a wild roller coaster of emotions these past 10 or so minutes. And speaking of 10 or so minutes, that's looking like about what I have left of this first hour. It's passed by pretty quickly. No major hiccups as far as I know. Although, I don't know if you guys caught this. For some reason, the aux number 2 is only playing music in the left. No, the right side of my headphones and not the left. So I switched aux chords, but I will have to let someone know about that because I came in and it was like that. Anyway, these last three songs, well, actually, no, there's two more songs in this next block of time, and they're both 5 minutes long, so you will not be hearing from me for the next 10 minutes. But I'll be back to introduce the last song of our little 4th of July theme, and then we'll get right into just what I've been listening to lately. That sounds like a plan. All right, we're going to be listening to 4th of July by a new band called Sluice that I just discovered the other day. Yeah, let's take a listen, shall we? See you guys in a bit.
Set a bald eagle. No, that's a crow. You stole an egg on the 4th of July. Let's go swimming in the river. It's hot as hell, but I hear thunder. I'm 9 years old and lying for breaststroke. Running to Dad's car. No way. I'm here. I am 25. I don't have 20 minutes for your bullshit. Sneaker behind a pine, I am a streaker. My friends are smiling underwater. I jump the bank, a lanky otter. I am looking at water, hitting water. And I am the rock. I am. I am my roommates in love. I am blackberry jelly. I am the weir. I am the spillway. We are singing, drinking at the dam. I am a cartoon Callahan. I am the man. Getting struck by lightning. Huddled under the tire, sculptor's tarp. We are laughing and breathing hard. My knee is bloody from scrambling out. The rain finally quit, and we all split an elephant ear. And I went and talked to you for the first time in at least a year. You were surprised, and I felt bad. Your mom said I was a ghost back from the dead, and I didn't quite know how to respond to that. What looking at your art on a tape. Cause I'm not a ghost, and I ain't dead. I am a crow who stole an egg on the 4th of July.
All right. Hello again. You just got done listening to 4th of July by Galaxy 500. And then I did figure out how to pronounce this band name off air. It is Sluice and their song 4th of July. I actually just listened to their album the other day, Sluices, and it's pretty good. It just like came out the other day, actually. I didn't know this until Spencer told me the other day. But it was a good solid listen. I will definitely be checking it out more, digging into it more. And speaking of digging into it, that's actually a perfect transition for me to get into the next track, which is not called 4th of July, actually. I'll let you figure out why it's on this side of the hour rather than the other side of the hour. Hopefully it'll make sense to you within the first like 16 bars. But yeah, this was the end of the 4th of July portion. Well, it will be the end, but you are approaching the end, I should say, of the 4th of July portion of this set. And up next, we have a fun little ditty by TLC to bring us into the next hour. So without further ado, let's hear it. One second. Oh, my bad. I was doing the wrong fader. Here we go. This is Digging on You by TLC. See y'all in a bit.